Agudah Ner Shabbos, we're about to begin Be'ez Hashem, Shir number 155. We're discussing self-confidence and self-esteem. And one tool is to develop assertive skills, which is positive affirmations, which also values the other people in your life. If you have three coworkers of a big, large workplace, and they're discussing a difficult client's behavior, coworker A says he's just trying to pick a fight. What a lowlife. He should know that there's no way to talk to us that way. That's called aggressive communication, being upset about something and letting it out. Coworker B sees that negative behavior and says, I certainly did not appreciate him acting disrespectfully to us, and we need to decide how to set limits on the disrespectful behavior from our clients. That's called assertive communication. The third one just nods their head, doesn't offer anything. They're afraid of saying the wrong thing. That's called non-assertive communication. The healthiest is the middle road, assertive communication. Assertive communication, didn't appreciate their disrespect. Let's figure out a way to limit their disrespectful behavior. It creates a certain activeness, a proactiveness to your whole language. Examples of changing your language to be more proactive is instead of saying the you statements, you're saying the I statements. For example, instead of you saying, he makes me so mad, you say, I am mad at him when he acts rude to me. Or instead of saying, you're not listening to me, you say, I don't think I am getting my point across. Or instead of saying, you shouldn't say that to me, you say, I feel disrespected when you say that to me. Or instead of saying, don't you ever say that to me ever again, you say instead, I ask you not to say that again. That was hurtful. You're using healthy, assertive communication. So that's one aspect of developing healthy self-esteem, is to recognize that that assertive skill is a very healthy skill. Controlling your anger. We talked about anger before. Low self-esteem plants seeds of out-of-control anger. The tendency to keep things inside builds tension, and simmering anger ends up exploding at some point or turns inward into depression. So one has to be careful about anger. We had other shiurim in that. We're not going to elaborate on it right now. Be'ez Hashem, we will get back to that topic. Another healthy self-esteem attribute is to develop and harness active listening. Someone once said that we know that when people learn to communicate effectively with each other, their lives and their relationships can be truly transformed. There's a difference between hearing and listening. Learning the art of listening can be one of the greatest gifts you ever give to others, because it shows respect, it shows validation, and your relationships will likely be good relationships. What's the difference between just hearing and listening? So there was someone, Thomas Gordon, coined the term active listening to differentiate it between hearing. Hearing means you're passively taking in audible sounds without necessarily looking behind the words to see what message is being conveyed. In contrast, listening requires more effort and more concentration. Taking it one step further, active listening entails not just to say, aha, yeah, yeah, but letting the other person talk without feedback. Don't let them just do that, rather, but instead offer words that show empathy or clarification or restating what you hear. All of this is validating the other person. When you listen actively, you take into account the feelings of that other person, the feelings behind the words of that other person, without trying to show the other person how wrong they are, but just to value that. Hearing is passive. Active listening means afterwards you paraphrase what the other person said. You summarize what the other person said. You interpret it in a clear way and ask them if that's what they mean. If you're just hearing, passive hearing, you're focused on being heard. While if you're actively listening, what are you listening? What are you focused on? You're focused on understanding. You want to understand the other person. Hearing can be judgmental. Active listening is not judgmental. It shows empathy and acceptance of others. Hearing is you're talking at a person. Active listening is you're talking with a person. Hearing is when you take in audible sounds, and listening is when that requires more action than that. Hearing can be invalidating. Listening can be validating. Hearing is commanding, telling it like it is. And active listening is reflecting and offering feedback, non-judgmental. So these are a couple of examples of skills that are required for our active listening, which is a tremendous chesed, and it also builds our respect, our self-respect. Poking fun at yourself is a way to feel likable and disarming to other people, but it usually is not coming from a healthy place. Just bashing yourself. Your own sarcasm against yourself, your self-degrading against yourself is problematic. Sarcasm actually, whether directed towards yourself or to others, is actually aggression disguised as humor. It's not really funny. Sarcasm is not funny. When you have low self-esteem, you tend to feel inadequate. So despite the fact that you are sensitive to the rejection and approval of others, you may feel much fear to be insulting towards yourself. So this idea is very important. You don't speak up when you have something to say. That's a sign of a lack of self-esteem. Self-depreciating rumor is a lack of self-esteem. Poor eye contact or trailing voice or nervous mannerisms, or too many times in saying I'm sorry, or inability to accept compliments, shyness, poor body language, so on and so forth. All of these things reflect a lower self-esteem, and we have a chizik to be mechazik ourselves, and to be mechazik others, to improve on this, and to build our self-esteem, and build based on the holy neshama that Hashem has given to us, and is continuing to give to us. Reflect on your accomplishments in a way that is with Hakavas Karas Atayv, recognizing the greatness of Hashem who gave you these accomplishments. Declutter your life. Heal yourself by bringing in a fresh perspective. If you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. It's a very important insight. You keep growing. You become more resilient. You watch your health. You make sleep a priority when you need it. Remember that no one has the power over your brain other than yourself. And you ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu that it should be a healthy brain, that you should be healthy. Have the can-do attitude, not reactive, but proactive. I could do it. Be self-aware in the fact that you can do it. Own up to your own feelings. And have this mindful awareness, and remember that the soul may be, the soul is ageless. The soul is beautiful, valuable at any age, no matter how worn out life has made you. And you access that soul. Recognize that you're a special person. Recognize the greatness in there. Recognize the Tzelem Elokim within you. And keep building on that. Healthy self-compassion. Turning complaints on yourself and others into goals. Into goals, into accomplishments. Get back up every time you fall. View every problem as if it's from the outside. Instead of looking at your problems from the inside of your head, get them outside by visualizing them as if you are viewing them on a movie screen, and imagine that you're in a movie theater and those problems are not your own, rather the subtitles on a big screen. You can read them, but also detach yourself from them. Instead of being a character in the movie, watch from the audience. Be proactive. Treat yourself as a dear friend, treating yourself with kindness and compassion, and have a healthy sense of humor. A healthy sense of humor used in the service of Hashem could do wonders, could really influence people, could really make them shine. Bracha v'atzlacha.